Welcome to Well's Early Childhood Educator Devotions. This week's devotion is titled, Welcome, Connect to the Means of Grace. We consider Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. I grew up in the Midwest. The only interaction I had with the ocean was through pictures, TV, or movies. I remember watching surfers in California gracefully maneuver over the waves. It looked so peaceful and like so much fun. Then the time came for me to get my chance to venture into the ocean. My first call was to Southern California, so the ocean was within reach. When I got to the ocean for the first time, the smells, sounds, and sights were just as I had imagined. My childhood exposure from across the country didn't lie. Then one of my friends, a native of California, told me it was time to go out into the waves and take our turn at boogie boarding. Surfing was too hard for day one. He gave me a quick lesson on how to go out into the waves and where to catch them to ride them back in. One of the first waves I caught was way too late, and the wave picked me up, then slammed me down into the ground and rolled me around like I was in a washing machine. I walked out of the ocean with a bloodied shoulder and a mouth full of sand. I had no clue what power waves had. Sometimes it's easy to downplay or forget about the power that everyday things have. There's hurtful power, like being shocked by bare wires or slamming your finger in a car door. And there's helpful power, not the churning of breakers on the beach, but hydroelectric power generated by massive turbines deep in the dam. What about God's power? Do we fully recognize the power of God's word for our daily life? Or do we not think that much about it? We are blessed to be teachers in Christian schools where we don't only use the Bible for some of the day, but we use it to frame every subject that we teach. God's love through His Word is woven into the fabric of the day for our students, and in that way, the Holy Spirit is given the opportunity each day to work in the hearts of our students and our hearts. God tells us in Isaiah 55, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Each day we walk into our classrooms armed with the most powerful weapon of all time, and God promises us that it will work. And for most people, the most powerful and formative encounter with the word happens in worship, not merely the content of the readings and sermon, but also the weekly reinforcement of the liturgy and the deep impact of the word expressed in hymns. As you go about the privilege of your work today, may God fill you with the knowledge that His word will not return to Him empty. Be encouraged to use it and have loving conversations to keep students and families connected to this spiritual power source, especially as it is delivered in worship, and not to minimize or forget its power. Prayer reflection. Invite someone to Welcome Home Sunday at your church. Help them understand that you love them enough to connect God's powerful word with them. Ask God to give you the courage and strength to help others gain access to His word who may not be currently connected. May God bless all your efforts to share His message of grace. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go to wells.net. God bless your day.